Well, they've sent out warnings. They've handed out tickets. Now the Ottawa police have a new tactic to deter motorists from driving and texting: thumb bans and a pledge. Police are asking drivers to make a 21-day commitment to stop texting while driving. And they're handing out silicone thumb bands for drivers to wear as a reminder. So why is texting and driving a habit that's so hard for people to shake? Lydia Yevleva is a counselor and performance coach who helps people break bad habits. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why is it so difficult for people to put that smartphone down?
Two big things going on here is there's the multitasking, especially with the younger generations. They think they're good at it. Mm-hmm. They think they can get away with it. Mm-hmm. The research has shown that actually they're not, but they think they are. Mm-hmm. And there's also this need for the connection. It's almost become an addiction that every time they hear that ping, it's almost like a slot machine. You know, it actually does change what happens in the brain. Like it sends dopamine firing off, the happy chemical. So there's something about that desperate need to feel connected all the time.
We know about the fines, which are, $500 now, but they're poised to go to four figures, to $1,000.
Wow. Yeah.
3 demerit points if this bill passes. Why isn't that enough of a deterrent?
Because one of the things we know is punishment does not create new behavior. So it's basically telling people what not to do or catching them. And I think actually in some ways it can make it even a little bit worse, because now people are still doing it, but now there's the added anxiety piling on as while they're doing it, hoping to get caught. There's even further distraction while they're doing it. That's the thing. So punishments aren't always a great deterrent.
But I'm driving along here and I see my phone glinting at me from the passenger side. But I think to myself, I don't have $1,000. I don't have $500 to blow here. That doesn't work.
Mm. Yeah, but are you thinking about the $1,000 you have to blow, or are you thinking about, what are they saying? What am I missing?
What am I missing? Okay.
And I can't wait. I can't wait. That's the thing. People feel like they can't wait. But how long really would they have to wait?
I know people who would never drink and drive. You know, they grew up at a time where that was just not done. But they will reach for their phones. We're talking about that demographic. People don't see the parallel there between drinking and driving and texting and driving.
Yeah, well, texting and driving is worse.
Absolutely. We know that from the statistics.
Even talking on a hands-free is bad.
I've heard people describe it as because you drive with your brain, not with your hands.
Yeah, yeah. So people need to learn to refocus on what is relevant and important and be able to. I like to use the strategy. It's called urge surfing. It's applied to addictive behaviors, and that's really what this is becoming. It's almost like an addictive. It's a craving. It's a temptation that people just can't resist. I just have to. But if you realize that actually a lot of times these temptations, they only last like up to 10 to 12 minutes, even with the most addictive substances like nicotine. That craving will subside within 10 to 12 minutes, but people it just builds and builds and builds to the point where people just cannot resist. But I think knowing that it will subside, it might build again, just like in the ocean, like having lived in Australia for 20 years, people are very familiar with the surfing analogy, although this is a bit of a different take, is that, you know, it'll build and build and know that it will crest, it will break, and there'll be some relief. So if we can just postpone that, notice, okay, this will, I just need to ride this out. But simply taking something away without replacing it with something of equal value won't work either. Just like punishment does not beget new behavior, we need to have a go-to place, like refocusing on something like just being mindful, practicing mindfulness in the car, going to our breathing. Because usually when people get that ping of that text, the breathing will change. They'll get anxious. They'll get tense.
Excited.
Yeah, they'll get excited and they get distracted. So that's a really good cue to maybe take a deep breath and refocus on what is most important right here. What's in my best interests?
Well, this latest tactic that I mentioned is asking drivers to wear these sort of Live Strong type thumb bands around the thumb and make a pledge. Let's start with the thumb band. How far do you think a thumb band will go to solve this?
I'm of two minds about that. I think it can draw attention to what you're being told not to do. And when you're being told not to do something, what image comes to mind? Like if I was to tell you right now to don't think of a snowman.
I thought of a snowman.
It's a classic case in sports. I've worked a lot with a lot of different types of athletes, and golf is a classic where it's designed as an obstacle course. It's designed to mess with people's minds. So when you're out there and you see the hazards of, you know, the bunker and the water, it's really easy to think, don't hit it in the bunker. Yeah. Even pro golfers will do this. Mm-hmm. If that's the last thought in your head is don't hit it in the bunker, Where do you think it's going to go?
Right.
And then they think they're a bad golfer. And I say, no, you execute it perfectly because that was the last image in your mind. So if you've got this thumb reminding you don't, bad, 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 it's just like dieting. It doesn't work.
What about the pledge?
I think there's something about the pledge is a good start. But I think it stops short of being really effective. People need to have a refocus strategy. They need to have something to return their focus to that works, that is compelling enough. As you know, because the phone is compelling, so they need to have something else that's compelling enough. And if they're going to take the pledge, obviously they have some belief that this is important. Mm-hmm. How about feeling more connected to the people you're sharing the road with? Because I have to say that I find it really gratifying when people let me in and I wave, or if I let someone in and I get the wave, that kind of acknowledgement. It just makes it a satisfying drive. Right. You know, you're spending this time. And I think a lot of people mistake this as a very mundane activity that we do every day. Right. It's very routine. But it's not. We're driving a dangerous machine. So maybe refocus on the beauty of how we're, you know, how considerate we all are for the most part.
Or the vista on the horizon,
the
lovely pavement that's been repaved in the neighborhood.
Yeah. When I advise clients and students to do this, they're amazed at what they notice on their journeys that they've taken every day of their lives. I didn't notice that new mural or graffiti. But even nature, I think, refocusing on nature immediately calms our brain. You know, just being in a mindful moment, just being in the present, mindful, without judgment, is innately pleasurable in itself.
When you use the word mindful, the thing is, though, that you might be mindful of your shopping list or mindful of the show that you watched last night, when really, aren't you supposed to be mindful about the road in front of you?
Being mindful on the present moment and what's important, the task at hand.
Right.
Some people even start craving that feeling of being immersed in the moment. And when it comes down to things like, again, because I come from a background of sports psychology, it's that feeling of flow, like when we're totally focused on the task at hand and nothing else matters.
And rest assured that if you can resist the urge, you can ride the wave, you can pull over in 10 minutes, you'll arrive at your destination in 20, that's when you can check your phone.
Absolutely.
Lydia, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Lydia Yevileva is a counselor and performance coach with the Integral Health Clinic here in Ottawa.